This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, we have, of course, been looking at the political landscape, such as it is. It's more like a political, I don't know, bomb site. Like, there's been a lot going on. There have been a lot of changes. And a lot of questions have been surrounding, what does this all mean? What happens now? Legally, what is going on? So to take us through that, we have Surendra Anand, co-chairperson of the Malaysian Bar Constitutional Law Committee, on the line with us. Surendra, thanks for being back on BFM.
Yeah, hi, thanks.
So, okay, let's take it from the resignation. What has effectively happened now that the Prime Minister has tendered his resignation?
Well, I think I'll just start by saying that what is happening now, there is really no precedent locally. And also, there are different views being expressed on what the legal effects of what's happening now. So what I'm going to say might not necessarily be like the popular view, but I'll try and give a comprehensive view on the different positions being taken. Mm. So to start with the resignation itself, I think the popular position is that the Prime Minister, when he resigns, with him, the Cabinet will also fall. So the Constitution does not provide for the Prime Minister resigning himself while the Cabinet remains intact. It comes together. So when the Prime Minister tenders his resignation, then the whole Cabinet itself falls. Now, there is some disagreement as to whether or not the King retained some discretion to say no to his resignation, because he can only resign if he loses the confidence of the majority in Parliament. And in this case, whether or not he has lost such a majority is a bit unclear. So the question of whether the King can say, look, I'm not going to accept your resignation, you go back and see if you can get a majority, or the King will have to accept it, in which case then Cabinet falls, is a bit of a grey area.
Mm. So right now, DAP has said that it's their wish for Tun Nam to be reinstated as Prime Minister. Can he be renominated, and what would need to happen?
Yes, I think he can. So, I mean, if you look at it from a practical standpoint, I suppose if a Prime Minister is not sure if he still has a majority, that can be basis for him to make the decision to resign. As in his view, it's no longer certain that he has a majority support. Now, then when he resigns, two things can happen, as I understand it. The YDPA will then have to appoint another person who has the majority as a new PM, or he can choose to dissolve Parliament, which now there is also some disagreement on whether that can be done. So assuming at this stage now, you have a different set of group of people who have come forward and very clearly made their case that, look, we are now making it very clear that Tun Am has our support. He can get reappointed, because at the end of the day, it's all about the individual who commands the confidence of the majority.
So right now as we speak, or at least from what we know, Tun M is meeting with the Agong. And there have been several meetings with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong across the day. What discussions will likely be taking place, if you would like, or if you would care to take a stab at what that might be?
To be honest, I have no idea. But my guess ultimately is this is a question of whether or not it's going to be the appointment of someone new as the PM, may it be a reappointment or a new individual, or a need to dissolve Parliament and call for fresh elections. I think these are the two main things that are on the card.
And does the Agong have an ultimate say on whether Parliament is dissolved?
Okay, so this is where there's a bit of disagreement, because, like I think most people know, everything the Agong does, he does it on the advice of the Prime Minister or a Cabinet Minister. There are very few things which the Agong can act on his own without that advice. The relevant one being, he can withhold his consent if a request is made by the PM to dissolve Parliament. Now in this case, as I see it, there is no request. You do have a general provision in the Constitution that allows the Agong to dissolve Parliament at any point, but whether or not there needs to be an advice from the PM for him to exercise that power, there is some disagreement among lawyers. So I think the more popular view seems to be that the Agong does have a residual discretion, a bit of discretion to dissolve Parliament at any point in time without there being an advice from Minister or Prime Minister. So I think that seems to be the more popular view at the moment.
Now, another term that has come up that I think could use a little bit of clarity is this notion of one person commanding majority support, or being able to say that they could effectively, run Parliament. Mm. What would happen if that person doesn't exist, I suppose, if that if there is right now no one person who can say that they have that majority support?
Yeah, I think historically we have not been faced with such a situation. So there is really no clear answer. But I think what practically can be done is that a few things. I suppose the Agong can appoint someone logically from the biggest party holding the most seats in parliament as an interim prime minister. But he still has to form the view that that person holds majority support. And then he can then get that person to go to parliament and try to actually get majority support. It's a bit confusing, but that's one option. I suppose another option is that he can then appoint what is a caretaker government, which means he can just ask the current Prime Minister, PM Tun Mahathir, to stay on and say, look, can you just run the government for the moment until another candidate with a clear majority turns up? In that case, then I'll appoint him as a candidate and then you can step down. But until that happens, can you just remain as a Prime Minister just to you know, more like a caretaker government to just make sure things are running fine? So it's a bit of a tricky situation simply because we are so used to this idea of party politics that once a party or a coalition has the majority seats, automatically the leader of that coalition would normally have the confidence of the majority. But in a case where you have a hung parliament, and I think it seems to be what we're having now, it really gets very, very tricky. And it's very difficult to provide a clear-cut answer.
Can an MP theoretically be appointed Prime Minister without being in a political party, provided that they can actually prove that they have majority support?
Yes, he can. So as I said, political parties are not a legal creature. It's convenient to use them because it's more easier to determine who has majority. But yes, it's perfectly fine for an independent MP to be elected as a Prime Minister as long as he can show that he has majority support.
And Surendra, we've got just about a minute left. How long can we go without a government or Prime Minister in place?
Look, Parliament dissolves automatically 5 years after its first sitting for that particular term or session. So I'm not sure. I think Parliament set sometime in 2018 after the May general elections. You count 5 years down the road, that's when Parliament dissolves automatically and then elections has to be called. So I suppose she could go on for, I guess, another 2 years and a half.
Around spectacular.
There, yeah.
Surendra, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no issue. Thank you.
That was Surendra Anath, co-chairperson of the Malaysian Bar Constitutional Law Committee, talking to us about, in some ways, I suppose, what the Constitution says about all of this or how it can account for everything that's happening right now. We're going to be continuing our coverage of what's going on after this, speaking with analysts after the 6 o'clock news. Again, if you have questions, comments, thoughts about the political upheaval going on right now, call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be back after the 6 o'clock news. Keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.